This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
The last time you lost your temper with your wife or your husband, it wasn't just in their presence, it was in the presence of the Lord. The last time you let somebody have it in your family because you felt entitled to let somebody have it, you did that in the presence of Jesus Christ. The last time you did this to, or said this or said that to another person, you did it in the presence of the Lord. Why? There's a spiritual dimension to the subject of anger that most Christian people fail to realize. Doris Gregg is an author that I quoted, I think, in the first service only. She's the one that had the boat in Minnesota. She said, Minnesota's the land of 10,000 lakes and two fish. Evidently not too much luck fishing in Minnesota. But here's what she said about our work. I didn't share this last week. Our religion is vain, empty, and worthless if we have a sharp tongue which is uncontrolled by God. What we say with our mouths is a good indication of our inner spiritual condition. Listen to that again. What we say with our mouth is a good indication of our inner spiritual condition. If you don't think words are important, I want you to listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew 12, if we can bring that passage up, 12, 36, and 37. But I tell you, Jesus said, that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. I remember Paul Harvey quoting a rock star of the day, defending the lyrics, the filthy lyrics to their songs, to their music, and the rock star, whoever he was, I don't remember his name, said, hey, they're just words. Lighten up. Chill out. They're just words. Somebody needs to tell Jesus that, who said, by our words we will be acquitted, and by our words we will be condemned. Words matter to the Lord. Alexander the Great conquered the known world. I think he was, late 20s, early 30s when he did this. He was quite successful as a world-conquering hero. He grew up with a friend by the name of Clytus, and they were close friends. They fought together. They killed together. I mean, they just grew up together in this mode of life, and so they were co-laborers, so to speak, in the struggle for world domination, if you can use that phrase like that. After a victory, they were having a party, and the wine was flowing pretty heavy. And I don't think I have to tell any of you this, but a lot of alcohol is flowing. People have loose tongues, and people say things under the influence of alcohol that they normally wouldn't say. Inhibitions are gone, and people have some of the barriers that are up, and when people would bite their tongues before, they don't bite their tongues. They just say what comes to their mind. And Clytus had a little too much to drink. And Clytus started saying, you're not such a hot shot, to Alexander the Great. If it weren't for guys like me who backed you up, you wouldn't be where you were today. And he just kept needling him, mouthing off, whatever term you want to use. And finally, the biographer of Alexander the Great said, in anger, Alexander the Great picked up a spear, a 6-foot spear. And he really didn't mean to hurt him with it. He just threw it at him in anger across the room of this banquet hall. And you know what happened. The spear went right through his friend Clytus and killed him. And the biographer said that for weeks, Alexander the Great grieved and said, I killed my best friend. I killed my best friend. And the person who gave me this story said, I've never known anyone who speared anybody physically. He said, but I've known plenty of husbands who have speared their wives verbally. And I know plenty of wives who speared their husbands verbally. And I know plenty of parents who have speared a son or daughter verbally and who are still suffering from the wounds 10 and 20 and 30 and 40 years later.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.